listener production.
9 degrees in Hobart. Good morning. I'm Tessa Randello. Investigations are underway into two crashes over the weekend in Tassie's south. A 45-year-old Oak Downs man died at the scene of a single car collision. The vehicle hit the Tasmanian Golf Club fence on Saturday night. Meantime, a 13-year-old boy from Rosetta is being treated at the Royal Hobart Hospital after being hit by a car in Rosetta last night while crossing near the Brooker Highway. A person is on the run after allegedly shooting into an occupied home in Goodwood. No one was injured and investigations indicate it may have been a targeted offence. Police say there's no risk to the wider community. The state government is beefing up its protection laws for children. In a first for Tassie, parents and guardians can now ask police if a person with access to their child is on the sex offender registry. A 3.8 magnitude quake hit just 3 km below Melbourne last night and has been felt here in Tasmania. Geoscience Australia seismologist Adam Pascal says it shook areas widely.
The earthquake was quite widely felt. We did have felt reports as far north as Albury. All the way south, we do have a few reports from Tassie as well. So while it'd be unusual that it was felt that far, we have received some felt reports from that distance.
And the state's community services are calling for more support as demand grows for their service with cost of living crunch. The cost of living crisis is seeing more people asking for help, but the state government says it's already increased its support. Steel Sidebottom celebrated his 300th game with ice around his knee and a Collingwood win over the Kangas. The Magpies star was hurt in the opening 10 minutes of the game. Coach Craig McRae confirmed Sidebottom suffered damage to his MCL.
Well, it looks like it's probably going to be, it'll miss a few weeks, I'm not sure exactly, but 3 to 4 potentially might be back after the bye. I don't know, we have to get scans and the like, but yeah, it's a shame we sort of build the whole day up around, what it means for him.
While the two SA teams chalked up Sunday wins, Port took down the Tigers while the Crows beat Brisbane.